a lot of great coaches have stood along those sidelines down there. And that brings us to our video ask Vic question. It comes from Justin from Waukesha, Wisconsin. Vic, how do coaches make their way to the NFL? For example, Mike McCarthy had to start somewhere and work his way up. Justin, the routes coaches take to their places of prominence in today's game are often long and begin with a humble first step. Mike McCarthy was a volunteer assistant at Pitt, where he worked nights taking tolls at the Pennsylvania Turnpike and sneaking looks at his playbook between cars. McCarthy's special teams coordinator, Sean Slocum, was on that Pitt staff in 1990 as a graduate assistant. Dom Capers began his coaching career as a graduate assistant at Kent State in 1972. Hey, wait a minute. I was a student at Kent then. 3 years later, Coach Capers made the natural move from GA at Kent to defensive backs coach at Hawaii, then began working his way east. San Jose State, Cal, Tennessee, Ohio State, Philadelphia, and Baltimore of the USFL. That's 8 moves in 13 years. My all-time favorite example of a coach working his way up the ladder, however, belongs to former Packers offensive coordinator Joe Philbin. Worcester Tech, United States Merchant Marine Academy, Allegheny College, Northeastern, and Harvard dominate Joe's bio. Now, he's the head coach of the Miami Dolphins. Good for you, Joe. For Packers.com, I'm Vic Ketchman.